another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We ask the question three times a week, am I a bad mum? Sometimes we are and sometimes we're not.
I've had a big weekend of that, just back to back. I was exhausted one stage and then the next minute I was biting their head off and then the next minute I was biting my own head off. I just felt like I was doing everything wrong. It was just a moment of parenting where you really start to dig deep.
I think the kids are all, and probably the parents, at that stage in the year as well, where term four, starting to think about holidays and Christmas, yeah, and you're trying to pedal fast to get there.
Today marks the day that a TV show starts.
Yes.
Called Parental Guidance on Channel 9, which our little family is featuring on. And I've kept this one very quiet, but it's starting and I'm really, really, really nervous about it.
What time's it on?
It's at 7:30.
7:30 tonight.
Tonight. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I've never seen you so nervous about something. Yeah. I mean, this podcast feels like a safe space where we can talk about what we do as parents, yep, stories, how we've approached certain situations. And we know that all of our lovely listeners, they get it because we're all in the same boat. We're all muddling through and we're, you know, trying to make the best of things. But then when you're opening yourself up to the whole of Australia on a TV show, you're shitting yourself.
I'm shitting my pants and it's all starting tonight. I'm not a huge drinker on a Monday and I'm definitely thinking I'm definitely going to have a drink tonight just in the lead up to sort of calm the nerves. Look, I'm nervous. You know, there's a lot of question marks in my head going, holy shit, why did you do this?
What did I say? Because they film
They filmed far ahead.
Yeah. So are you going through your head like, what did I say?
I actually don't know what I've said. I know that there is one of the challenges that will be shown and it has been showcased on all of the promo adverts and I have already got that many text messages. I deliver a one line which I forgot about. I think it was towards Elsie and I just turned to her and I say to her, I am about to flip my lid, kid. And she's staring me down and I'm staring her down and they've used it on repeat on every advert. And now I'm just getting so many text messages from friends and family going, well, at least you can rhyme when you're angry at your kids.
Flip my lid, kid.
I'm just about to flip my lid, kid.
I can't wait to watch it. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. It starts tonight and just be kind. Go in with it. Open heart, open mind and be kind.
And remember, just remember we're all in this together. Please remember that. Am I a bad mum because my kids have no sense of time?
I really like this topic because my kids are exactly the same as yours and maybe I'm the same.
What I've realised is over the years I have bullshitted about how long we've got to get out of the house.
So good.
And now my kids are 12
and
they have no idea of sense of time. So I will say now, we've actually got 20 minutes before we have to leave. We have to be in the car in 20 minutes.
It's not even a joke. Like there's not even an extra 10 minutes out of
There's not this time. But they don't get it. They're like, how long have I got now? How long have I got? And they've got no sense of time. And I'm like, why have these kids got no sense of time? And then I think back to all the times when I've gone, we've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We've actually got 30. 5 minutes, we have to be out of the door. And, you know, they're 5 minutes is a long time. We've got all the time in the world. 5 minutes, that's a whole TV show in that time. And then now they've got no idea, and that's my fault.
It's an interesting thing when you get to moments like this, like you are with your kids, in which they are obviously a lot older. You started this process a really long time ago, and it's worked in the past.
Yeah.
And now it's backfiring now for you big time.
Yeah.
It's like biting you on the arse and you're going, what, wait, why doesn't this work anymore? Obviously we talk about you. You're always up for life hacks. Like you always have something that'll just get you out of something. Like it's so good. But this time thing, time's tough. they've got their watches, don't they? They've got watches like Fitbits and like those sorts of things. They've got clocks in their room.
Holly said the other day, she went, what's the time? And I went, okay, have a look around the room because there's a clock up there. Time's on the oven. It's on the microwave. There are so many places in this room where you can tell what the time is. And I'll find myself going, you know, it's 10 past 11. And then she goes, yeah, but what time is that? I'm like, 10 past 11, 10 minutes past 11. She goes, yeah, but what time is that? And I go, 11:10? She goes, okay. So seriously, kid. I bought one of those clocks, you know, the Smiggle ones, and it has
our girls have the same.
Has the colour where it's two and past. So one colour is on one side.
Oh, okay.
And that's the two, like it's something two.
Yeah.
And then the past, you know, it's something past 12 or whatever.
Yep.
They still don't even bother using it. They're so used to digital phones, iPads, digital time everywhere that they don't even bother.
Another way you could be, and I'm not saying do this or everyone needs this, but if you've got an alarm or if you've got like, oh, okay, so they've got iPhones, don't they?
Mm.
And I'm not saying send them away upstairs with their iPhones because you'll definitely take 4 hours instead of the 30 minutes before they go upstairs to get ready. Put your timers on.
We do something similar to that.
Yeah.
So we tell, there's an Alexa upstairs.
Oh, yep, right.
We'd say, hey, Alexa, set a timer for 5 minutes. In the 5 minutes, the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
And so they then go, oh, shit, and they're not ready. Of course they're not because they think 5 minutes is half an hour because of me.
For me, I always look down at my watch, but it doesn't change anything for me. I'm still late for everything. So I'm not even sure how to implement this to change it for your kids. My kids are always late naturally because I'm always late.
I'll tell you how I cope with you always being late. I tell you a time and then expect you to be 20 minutes later.
Yes.
Yep. So if I go, today let's meet at 11 and then I go, okay, Rachel's coming at 20 past.
Today was like not even intentional. Today was just literally, I run over time. And this is where I bring it back to, for me, is obviously being a trainer, you know, coaching people, I've got to be really aware of time because otherwise my clients will die.
Yeah.
Like they'll just die. And I'll be like, what happened?
Yeah.
She just died. Why? She's been training for 3 hours. Were you not aware of the time? And I'll just be like, oh. Okay, well, she wasn't giving me any signs or symptoms.
And also, thinking about you, you charge by time, right? Mm. Same as any personal trainer.
Yep.
So if you're charging for 45 minutes and they're still going like an hour 10, like you're losing out on business.
Yeah,
money,
I know. I have to be very, very mindful when I have people back to back that I don't run over time.
Yeah, but the kids just have no idea. I think it's two things. Partly they have no idea about time and how. Secondly, they don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Because they don't actually care if they're going to be late.
No, they don't want to go to school.
No, so they don't care if they're going to be late for school.
I've used this with Elsie in the last week. Else, it's 8:42. Class is starting in 3 minutes and you're here and you've got to get all the way over there. She's like, I don't care. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is not the answer. I'll walk you to the gate. She's just like, well, I don't want to go.
And so I run out of consequences as well because I'm like, there needs to be consequences. And then I run out of things. And this is how, you know how as a parent you have to stand by what you say. Jay said the other day, he said, that's it, in a rage. That's it. You've lost a birthday present. And I'm like, mate, can you think about your punishments? Because now in 3 weeks' time, when it's the birthday and we've completely forgotten about any of this, she's going to be opening one present less and wonder why. You're going to go, oh, remember that time 3 weeks ago that none of us are going to remember? And it's just going to be terrible. And then she's not going to enjoy her birthday because she's lost out. And it's, I'm like, think about your punishments.
He's like, yeah, right. We always talk about that on here, don't we?
Yeah.
It's that punishment that you deliver that you're really not going to follow through with, but you just use it in the heat of the moment and then it really means nothing. It dissipates to nothing.
If you do that one more time, you're going to sit in the car for the rest of the day. We're not going to do that. Not allowed.